It's Audio Mo, day 8. And today in the UK, we have a general election. So, anyone who knows me will know what my politics are, so there's no point in me telling you who I'm going to vote for. And people who don't know me, I'm not going to swing their decision. So, this isn't party political, this is about the process. You have to go out and vote, as far as I'm concerned. Lots of people come out with this rubbish about, oh, they're all the same. No, they're not all the same. It's got nothing to do with that. That's just you being selfish. That's people. I've heard this so many times. Oh, I don't vote. Oh, I'm not interested in politics. It's just ridiculous. For hundreds of years, people in this country fought to get universal suffrage. People died to get universal suffrage. And it's an insult to their memory. Those people who didn't think of themselves were thinking of everyone. They wanted to change the world they lived in and they wanted to have a say in that. And you might today be going out to vote for your party that has no chance in a certain constituency. But you should still go out and vote. It's something I've believed in all my adult life. I actually think voting should be mandatory, to be perfectly honest. People shouldn't be given a choice. They should have to vote. Even if you go to the polling station and spoil your ballot, as far as I'm concerned, because, like I say, people fought for this right for centuries. And it's just an insult to those people. And it just, people who don't go and vote, I'm sorry, I may lose some friends over this, I don't care. You're selfish, simple as that. Absolutely selfish, not thinking about anyone else apart from yourself. Many years ago, I was helping out a local candidate in an election. And I knocked on one door. And the person who answered the door, probably mid-20s, didn't seem particularly stupid, seemed quite an intelligent person. When I asked them if they would be going out to vote and who they would be voting for, they said, oh yeah, I can't be bothered today. Can I go and do it tomorrow? I did point out to them that the general election's only held on one day and no, you can't go and vote tomorrow. Their answer to that was that they couldn't be bothered to put their shoes on and walk the probably 100 yards to the polling station. Well, if those people over the preceding centuries hadn't been bothered to go out and demonstrate and fight to get the vote, oh, it just makes me so angry. So, whoever you vote for, please go and do it. And remember the people who gave us this right. So, I'm going to go. I've had enough of a rant. Bye!